and welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A number of cattle from Kentucky and surrounding states sold for top dollar at the Kentucky Farm Bureau Beef Expo earlier this month at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Expo Board President John Chisholm says he was pleased with the results from the open division at the Beef Cattle Show and Sale.
We sold from different breeds and confinements from around the southeast and sold 417 lots of cattle from 183 confiners, and it grossed $896,402. So that made an average of $21.50 per lot, and we had consigners from 14 states, so I think we had a really nice event.
Chisholm adds he was also happy to see the number of youth exhibitors that participated.
We had 343 head of junior show cattle go through the ring, of which 142 were Kentucky heifers and 60 were Kentucky steers. So had a real successful junior show, real successful show and sale event for the breeders of 10 different breeds.
He notes the sale was excellent across the board.
We had a cow-calf pair sold in the Angus sale for the pair sold for $13,500 when you included the calf. Had a $9,000 half interest in the Angus sale. Charlet's top-selling bull brought $5,100 for a long yearling. Just, some really high-quality cattle across the board.
We'll have more about the Beef Expo in a moment.
Service is the foundation of everything we do at Kentucky Farm Bureau. Whether it's sponsoring a Little League baseball team, helping legislative leaders meet the needs of Kentucky farmers, serving as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, or helping policyholders recover from a loss, we are committed to serving Kentuckians and have been for 100 years. Why Farm Bureau? Because together we will make Kentucky a better place to live and work. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky Farm Bureau Beef Expo Board Chairman John Chisholm says the Beef Expo is about families.
It's an event that's definitely family-oriented from the standpoint. It goes all from the juniors all the way through the producers. And then just a sidebar on that, I mean, we had 163 kids that participated in a livestock judging contest there on Saturday morning.
He adds there are a number of educational activities each year.
You can come visit the pen show, visit the trade show area as far as livestock handling equipment and some of the things that's going on there, attend those educational seminars, and really have an all-around great day for the beef industry.
Chisholm says the 2020 Farm Bureau Beef Expo is already on the books for the first weekend in March. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.